Penguin Random House Audio presents The Chelsea Girls by Fiona Davis. Read for you by Kirsten Potter and Hilary Huber. For the artists whose dreams were lost. Prologue. New York City, March 1967. In the dead of night, during the dreary month of March, the Chelsea Hotel is a quiet place. The only sound that cuts through the silence is the squeal of a police siren, and that fades fast. Thick walls keep out the everyday noises of one's neighbors, the muffled swears after walking into a bedpost with a bare foot, or the generous moans of lovemaking. The ghosts of the Chelsea hide in the cement-filled brick walls during the day and glide out during the violet hours to keep watch. Over time, their number has accumulated, from the refined gentlewoman who left behind four diamond rings to the puffy Welsh poet sinking from alcoholic stupor to coma. The musicians chant quietly with vaporous breath as the former owner hovers mutely by, wringing his hands with worry. One more to come very soon. If the woman had more courage, she might jump from the roof. That would be the faster method, instead of this slow slide into oblivion, where every so often a futile panic makes her want to call out, cry for help. But no one would hear. Not here. The ghosts jeer at her and point, but she knows they'll eventually welcome her into the fold. And once she's gone, she too will keep watch over the residence.